knew I was being threatened. Do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories. Watch them creep. Watch them creep. Rep, rep, rep,
rep. Watch them creep. Hip hop hit. You do it like this.
The next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect the mesh of many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic sound. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects. In a distorted collage, carefully lodged between beats of a rhythmic barrage. It's going down. The logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. A logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. All together venomous. The four elements of natural force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen. The mightiest, the weapon swinging right with the chin to elevate mental states long gone with the wind to defend men from shoddy imitation. Pretends it's going down. Style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down, subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment is calling the shots. Execution of collaborative plots ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey now. It's going down.
Coming up in just about 5 minutes, Urban Radio pregame with us. Well, that's right here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Today's action featuring House Valhalla taking on the Powerpuff Girls. Little clan-based Open Cup Urban Terror action coming up next.
Thank you. Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UDZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome to TSN. It is Oswald here. A little pregame action, Urban Radio. That's right, we haven't been on the air for a few months now. And I know I guaranteed an Urban Radio a couple days ago. Unfortunately, it fell through, but we are here now to bring you some information here before we get today's match or matches started. That's right, we may have two matches coming up here as the day progresses. The first match up here at the top of the hour at 12 o'clock Pacific. I know most of you don't run in Pacific time, you run in GMT, but I don't feel like doing the conversion. Anyways, first matchup today is going to be from Clan Base, where we welcome back Drizzt Duncan, being one of the admins. We say goodbye to Spawn, who has been with Clan Base for a while now, put in a hell of a lot of time, so we do want to give Spawn a shout-out and say thanks to him for providing a lot of service to the Clan Base Urban Terror community. So Drizzt, once again, welcome back to Clan Base, and I'm sure when I say you have your work cut out for you, you know what I mean. As I said, the first matchup is going to come from the Open Cup, the Clan Base Urban Terror Open Cup. It's going to feature House Valhalla, a longtime old-school Urban Terror clan. They've been this close, and I got my fingers like an inch apart, this close to winning it all the past two seasons. They came in third, they came in second, so based on that, you would think this year they have their sights set again on first place. We'll have to see what happens. They're going to take on the Powerpuff Girls. Now, this is a team that has gone through a few name changes here. They were known as MYM, but they decided to change their name back. It's a Swedish clan, so look out for them. It's the Swedes versus the Danes today right here on Urban Radio. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of the Urban Terror information. We'll be right back.
Server is kind of like selling a Rolex out of the back of a rusty van. Sure, it might be the real thing, but more than likely it's a hunk of crap. Please, head over to www.psychoservers.com and check out the craziest prices anywhere for game server hosting. No matter what your game, Psycho Servers has you covered. So get off your ass and get your clan a place to call home.
Welcome back, not included. Insane performances, plain crazy prices. This ad brought to you by Psycho Servers. www.psychoservers.com.
Why is Speakeasy the best broadband provider on Earth? Reason number 67. The Speakeasy Tell a Friend program. Speakeasy subscribers who refer a friend for service receive a $25 reward. That's right. All you have to do is tell your buddy to switch to speakeasy.net, and it's $25 in your pocket. Look at it this way. Dude, it's more money in your pocket than you had yesterday. Refer a business, and you get $50. Not a Speakeasy subscriber yet? Give your head a shake, man. Great rates, gamer-focused, and kick-ass service means speakeasy.net is your only high-speed choice. Join the thousands of gamers who have already made the switch and find out why speakeasy.net is now the largest privately held broadband provider in the United States. It's www.speakeasy.net. Some restrictions apply. Must be a Speakeasy subscriber to qualify. See website for details.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. If you've missed any previous Urban Terror matches, feel free to go to our website, click on Downloads. Go to Urban Terror down on the right column there. Click it, and you have a plethora of games to choose from. Myself, Whispers Vansilly, and Jeff T. We are the ones who cover Urban Terror here for TSN. Today it's going to be me flying solo here, as Vansilly had to work or do something today. But he will not be in the booth with us as we get ready for House Valhalla, taking on the Powerpuff Girls. And, in fact, I see a few people in Pound Urban Terror asking, this is an all-girls clan? No, neither clan or an all-girls clan, Emily. They are, as I said, two of the premier top-rated clans when it comes to Urban Terror. As I said, House Valhalla been around a long time now. I know quite a few guys in House Valhalla, so we wish them and Puff the best of luck today. So what else has been going on here? Well, as you know, we're about 4.5 months into development now. I know many of you are expecting 2.7, but it's probably going to be a little bit more than 2.7. If we were to release 2.7, it probably would have been done a few months ago, but we've added a considerable amount of features, bug fixes, details, etc. to this latest version of Urban Terror, and I believe we're on about build 28 now. It's probably even higher than that because some of them were named like 28A, B, C, D, and on up. But our three coders, 27, Density, and High C, they have been kicking some serious ass when it comes to coding. And we do want to give a shout-out to all those play testers who have been helping us here for the past few months, as they have been giving us some very good feedback, from which the QA manager, Blade Killer, Dragone, who's also been highly involved, and the coders can work from. Some of the action, some of the things more recently we've done, we've been testing some of the new levels I'm sure you've seen or heard about. For example, Casa by Sweet Nuts, that map has been updated. It is going to include two new game modes on it. It's going to include a Capture the Flag and the Bomb Defuse mode. For those of you worried about making the map bigger, well, need not worry. Right now, we have a new function for the level designers out there, and that function will actually allow you to close off portions of the map. So obviously a CTF map is on Casa with the current size it is that you guys play right now is probably a bit too small for either game mode. So what we've done is we've used this new function called Funk Wall, and it allows the mapper to close off sections of the map or open up sections of the map. So that's kind of a cool function. That is something that the coders have been working on. I know Dragone's been highly involved in that, as has Dick Dastardly. That's right. Remember Dick Dastardly? The latest addition here to Siliconized Development. We do welcome him. I'm not sure I had pimped him before, but we do welcome Dick to the development team. Anyways, Dick has been doing some updating on Casa, and I just, in fact, played it this morning with Dick and a few other guys, and let me tell you, the map is kick-ass. I think you guys are really going to dig not only playing it in CTF, but playing it in bomb mode. And we're still working on a few things in bomb mode. What we initially tried to do When we set things up, we try to get at least five maps for each game type that we're going to include in the release. Now, I'm saying five. Now, you're going, okay, so we have Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, CTF, Capture and Hold, and Bomb. Oh, and Follow the Leader. Some of the maps, I don't even think, some of the maps are being updated. Other ones aren't. I know a big issue, big issue has been, as we see Twin Duck get kicked. Sorry about that, Duck. There's been some issues with the map Streets, too. Invis is working on that. No, he is not part of the development team, but he has been really working hard, not only on his map called Crenshaw, UT Crenshaw. I'm sure you've seen some screenshots. But also on Streets 2, this recent version he released, I believe it is Beta 2. It's really a slim and trimmed down version of what it originally was. Basically going back to the old school Streets 2, it's that same comfortable size level. There are some new areas there, especially for CTF. I believe that is still planned. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Invis in a few days, but the new Streets 2 is looking very good. I took a run through that here a couple days ago, and I'm really digging on what Invis has done to that level. There are some other levels out there that we have been working on as I get ready to pull them up here. Those have been the main two. Tub has been working on a new version of Village. I know many people are saying, Village? No, you're not going to fix Village. We like the catapult. Well, unfortunately, the catapult is going to go Alvita Zane. We are not going to have the catapult anymore, nor do you have to worry about those red roofs. You know, the red roof everybody gets up on and tries to snipe? Yeah, that's right. Gonzo! They're not going to be there any longer. As I pull up our QA site here, I'll take a quick rundown of some of the other levels we have been working on. I talked about Casa. I've talked about Streets 2. Barbecue and, I believe, Dragon have been working on... They have been working on mines, just some minor detail, basically for the bomb mode. Ricochet, Dragon has updated some of the things in Ricochet, including some of the access routes. There's a new route added for a couple of the bomb, for example, the bomb game mode. And some of the visuals were updated. For example, the trees, and there was also some no clip, some player clips or something removed that caused somewhat of an issue in the map. So that's just another one. UT Docks, guess what? The bar is back open on UT Docks. Yes, believe it or not, we have opened the bar. Some of the other things in Docks, you guys will notice there. And not only Docs, but some of the other games, we're including one-way doors. For example, some of the other CTF games you played, you spawn in a protected room, and then you run out of that door. It's basically a one-way door, so gamers from the opposing team can't get in. Docs is going to have that feature, as is Casa, and I'm sure some of the other levels as well will also feature that same one-way door. So look for that. The flag has also been moved back in UT Docks. That's right. It is back on the dock, I believe. The blue flag has been moved to the street. I'm just checking out some of the information here. And the red flag has been moved further back toward the dock. Excuse me. A little sick after my trip to the East Coast. And I'm going to stop there, take a quick break. I need some water as I'm dying here. It's Oswald. This is TSN, little urban radio pregame coming up at the top of the hour in just about 22 minutes. It's going to be House Valhalla taking on the Powerpuff Girls. Little clan base, open cup action. We'll be right back.
Server you have running on your old 28.8 lacking? Tired of hunting for an empty server that you and your friends can practice on? You ever get TK'd and think, if I was the admin, I'd make them all pay? Want to have a server that you and your team can call home? Well, look no further. ClanBank personal game servers are up for the taking at www.clanbank.com. Offering low-paying servers for the lower-budget gamer, ClanBank offers a variety of server options that cater to your little wallet that you probably just left in the washer. ClanBank servers support games like Quake 3 Arena, Counter-Strike, Soldier of Fortune 2, Urban Terror, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and much, much more. Visit our website at www.clanbank.com for more information on how you and your team can benefit from the luxury of your very own dependable and affordable personal server. That's www.clanbank.com. Stay tuned to TSN for this week's coupon code, and you can use it to get 20% off any ClanBank server.
And welcome back to TSN. It is Oswald here as we get ready to continue on here with a little Urban Radio. If you want that clan-based coupon code, the code for today is C9ALPHA629. That's C9A629, and you guys can use that. Go over to clanbank.com and drop that number in and get a special deal courtesy of Clanbank. As I said, I took a trip back to the East Coast. That's right, the wrong coast of the U.S., the smelly coast, as I'm probably going to piss off Dragone here. But anyways, I was invited out there by MF Doom and Captain Porno. For those of you who might know those guys, a couple guys who game here over in North America. Anyways, they invited me out a few months ago, and I finally got some time off to go out there this past week. I left on Wednesday. I took a trip out there and hooked up with, like I said, MF Doom, Captain Porno, Ghost from FSK, a giant black dude, and then we took a roadie down to New Jersey and hooked up with Dragone and Queen Bee and Spellbinder and a bunch of the Triad gamers from Clan Triad as they were having their yearly Memorial Day Triad LAN party. So that was actually kind of cool. Another thing I got to do while I was back in the East Coast that I'd actually never done before, believe it or not, age 33, and I finally got to shoot a shotgun. Would you believe it? Yeah, that's right. A real live double barrel shotgun. It's very cool. Unfortunately, I got a nice little bruise right on the right inside of my shoulder from all the skeet shooting and the sporting clays we did, which is kind of cool. I mean, I probably hit less than 50%, but you know what? That's a hell of a lot better than I do in Urban Terror. Anyways, had a good time. I forgot Frag and Newbie was there, too. It was Frag and Newbie, Doom, and Captain Porno, who actually met me at the airport. I stayed with a giant black dude at house arrest, by the way. You know, he is under house arrest. Anyways, hung out with those guys for a few days, drank a lot of beer, ate some cheesesteak and pizza, did a little firing of the shotguns. Unfortunately, I had to leave early. I wasn't able to get around to firing the AR-18, which is basically a civilian M16. I believe they also had an MP5 I was going to fire, and probably one of my most favorite guns ever, the 9mm Luger. So hopefully that opportunity is still open sometime, and I can get back there and do a little bit more shooting with those guys, as I had one hell of a time. Also, like I said, I want to give props to Dragone and his wife, Queen Bee, down in New Jersey, as Doom and I, as I said, took the roadie down there and hung out with those guys for about 6 hours. If you want to read all about it, you can go to thesixthfloor.com, and it's actually under my latest rant. There's a couple pictures in there of the group, along with a picture of FSK Ghost's AR-15. It looks like a killer gun. I just wish I had the opportunity to shoot it, but I didn't, so we'll leave it at that. So go ahead and go to my website, thesixthfloor.com. You can check it all out. As we head toward the top of the hour, just about 12 minutes away here, as I see they are still working on a server, so that's no problem. I got plenty to talk about here for you guys, seeing as I haven't had an Urban Radio in some time. Some of the other maps you can plan to see, Druglord 3, which is Dragone's latest creation, the third in the series that is being updated. Currently, I believe that is about release Client 3. He's improved the FPS. He's added bomb spots for it, altered a couple of bomb routes from the red base to the water, etc. 27 loves that map. I haven't seen it recently, haven't played it recently. We sort of go in spurts when we play on maps. For the longest time working on bomb mode, it was Village. Now it seems to be the new version of Casa. He also has one called Offshore, which is an oil rig coming up, and Filtration, which is a water filtration plant, another CTF map. Basically similar on both sides, basically a mirrored map. But that map as well is looking very good. And I know I mentioned Crenshaw here by Invis. He is still working on that, and that has got to be one of the best looking maps out there. Invis knows his stuff when it comes to level design, and he basically shows it in that level. Many of the QA testers have had nothing but good things to say about it. So you can look for those in the upcoming release. As I said, don't expect it to be called a Beta 2.7. Most likely going to be called something else. We're not sure what version we're going to name it, but it is much past Beta 2.7, I can tell you that right now. Also, we've been working on a new set of code for Ares. I don't know if you want to call it Ares 2. We have a couple other names we're calling it, and one of them is not crap. So basically, 27 talked about it here on the forums. If you happen to miss it or do not go there. He says, just to clarify for a few people who seem down in the mouth that Ares 2 has been pushed back to the later build, there seems to be a bit of confusion about what is what in the Urban Terror hit code. Ares is only, and he emphasizes, only responsible for determining which part of the player model gets hit once the bullet has already hit the player's bounding box. Yes, it is entirely perfect. Yes, it's not entirely perfect, but it's the cause of the missed shots or ghost bullets and the bogus hit detection. He says you can pretty much test it yourself. A player standing still means that the bounding box is not moving around. So that eliminates the rest of the netcode from being a factor. If you goof around and you stick God mode on, you should be able to find a few areas of the hit meshes which allow you to put a bullet through the very edge of certain places on someone's arm or Kevlar without registering a hit. And we've actually done that. Crazy Butcher Blake here and myself, we went in there, and we were actually able to color the mesh there. And once we did, you could actually see that the mesh actually lags behind when you're moving, thus accounting for those misses. It looks like we do have a server here. Actually, no, it doesn't. They still haven't got a server. We will have GTV coverage, I'm being told. Soon we will have the IP, and they are still working on the server for today's match. So hang tight. We will get you that information here shortly, and we'll also pass along the GTV information for those of you who want to tune in and check out all of today's Urban Terror action right here on TSN. It is Oswald here. As we work our way toward the top of the hour, just about 15 minutes away, going to have a little clan-based action today featuring House Valhalla taking on the Powerpuff Girls. This is the first semifinal match. Winner of this match will move on into the finals. And they will face one of the other two teams that are still alive here. And you know what? This time of day, I can never get to the clan-based site. And you know what? Offhand, I forgot who the other two teams are that are playing. I'll see if I can pull that up here for you. I'm doing most of this on the fly here. I don't have anything urban. How do we spell urban? The other match is Tricky Clan versus the Deadly Warriors, who I believe are now named Xeno. But two Portuguese clans, and you know what? As I say all the time, and no disrespect to any of the other nations or clans, but Portugal has one kick-ass community. Like I said, I don't want to leave anybody out, but you know, I really never believed it until I saw it. And Portugal, year in and year out, are atop not only the Open Cup, but the Nations Cup. And speaking of Nations Cup, time permitting, we will bring you coverage today of Portugal versus Slovenia. That match starts at about 1 o'clock, so about 1 hour after the Open Cup match. I'm going to try to provide you some coverage. Not sure if I'll get all of the match, but we're going to try to drop in there as the match continues. And I'm getting some information here for the server from Maximus, our admin today here for this Open Cup match. The maps for today's match, I know I haven't touched on those. Abby and Akasa, two of the perennial favorites here over in that clan base. And time permitting, we're going to get to the Nations Cup match. That's going to be Portugal versus Slovenia. No admin as of yet in the maps to be played. Streets and Turnpike. Yes, would you believe they're actually kicking it old school and playing little UT Streets? We'll have to see how that goes. I'm going to take a break here, play a tune, and kick out some sounders here as I got a little bit of work to do in order to try to get to the server. It's Oswald. This is TSN, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Esports Revolution.
Epileptic Gaming, The Ledger, Open Bar, In the Mix, The Pawn Biggie Program, That 80s Music Show, Urban Radio, The O Club, and gaming coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Esports Revolution, TSN. www.tsncentral.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to TSN. It is Oswald here as Vansilli tells me he's going to leave me for a week if I don't get on Ventrilo and give him the opportunity to shoutcast a match coming up here in just a few minutes. We do have the game IP information. We also have the GTV information if you're in Pound Urban Terror on the Enter the Game Network. You can get all the information there now. House Valhalla versus the Powerpuff Girls. GTV address going to be 194.109.206.50 port 40,000. And that should be opening up here in just a few minutes as I'm actually going to try to hop on the server now as they tell me it should be open at the top of the hour, if I can actually spell here, which, you know what? As you heard me, my shoutcasting is not the best because I can never say everybody's name correctly, but we're going to try to hop on the server right now. And you know what? It also helps if you have four octets in your IP address. I only have three, so you know what? That ain't going to work. that's what I forgot. You know what? That would help. Yes. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back.
I'm still here, really.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I'm still here, getting ready to drop in it to the server, and awaiting connection. Will we connect? Awaiting connection. Well, we'll have to sit here and wait for just a few minutes, as I believe we are just a few minutes away here from getting in the server, as I just want to make sure that I do have the correct server information. As I got way too many IRC windows open here trying to keep track of everything that's going on. And for some reason, I continue to miss a few things. So, as I said, we'll just continue on with the show. People want to know a release date for Urban Terror. Well, as we have done in the past, you know what? We really don't provide a release date until we are like 90% sure that we are going to have a release. Well, right now, we are sure we're going to have a release. Most likely going to be next month in June. We do have a code freeze that is quickly approaching. What is that? That means once we have a code freeze, we are not going to add anything else to the code base. From that point on, it's just going to be tweaking. That may take a week. That may take 10 days and usually no more than 14 days. So 2 weeks, 14 days, however you want to look at it. And I know people continue to I'm on the wrong port. That's why people continue to ask that in Pound Urban Terror and over on the forums. Oh, great. You guys can listen to the Urban Terror theme. There we go. As invalid password. Give me one more minute, and I will really get in the server. Guys keep changing the password on me. There we go. Now we are in the server. So as I said, Tom, no, I do not live under a rock, but you know what? Aria Giovanni does kick some serious ass. All right, we are in the match here. As I said, House Valhalla taking on the Powerpuff Girls coming up here in just a few minutes, as we have already dropped into the spec mode. Do have a couple of gamers already in the server. Once everybody is in the server, and House Valhalla quickly dropping in the server here, as is Puff. So we'll be starting here in just a few minutes. Going to give you that IP information once again if you want to tune into GTV. The IP address is 194.109.206.50, port 40,000. You can go there. I am not the cameraman. I'm not sure who the cameraman is. My guess, it might be Sayonara. I know he's going to be our admin for the second match coming up, the Portugal versus Slovenia. So we'll have to just wait and see what happens here with that. As teams are just about all in, so we should be set to go here in just a few short minutes. Getting back to what else I was saying about the code freeze, that is coming up here very shortly. As I said, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a freeze actually before the end of the month. So basically that doesn't give us much time, does it? As I look for my calendar here, and I believe it's the 25th. So what is that, about 6 days? So we'll have to wait and see what happens. As I said, we are looking forward to it. We've gotten nothing but very positive feedback from the 200-plus play testers. Actually, we just cut that number down a bit because there are some people who are basically just acting as a lawman, just sort of sitting there and continuing to take downloads and not do anything with it. So actually, I got to change my tag here. There we go. Um, So we have cut that list down just a bit, but many people are very impressed. One of the new weapons, probably my favorite weapon because I can't hit a damn thing, the Emi Nege. Let me tell you, this thing rocks. It just sounds like a powerful mother, you know. You know, I don't care if I'm hitting anything. I'm just blasting away and, you know, everything, you know, the wall's getting hit, everything but, of course, the flag carry gets hit. But the Emi Negev, very kick-ass gun. It sounds good. Props to Barbecue for the new sounds. Props to Crazy Butcher for the model and the animation. Let's not forget the skin. And I will try to get a demo of that up on Urban Terror tonight. As I posted, go over to silicon-ice.com right now, and you can actually get all the information there from Axon Misfire. Who is Axon Misfire? He is working on the bot code. Yes, believe it or not, we are probably going to try to bring back the bots. And he's got some very crazy stuff going on, doing it for a research project. So you got to check that out because he and his group are really putting in a lot of time. And while you're there, you can read up on what he has planned. And that's about it, I think. So let's actually get into the match here as we're just about set to go. Going to run down the teams for you very quick. Remember, we play two 20-minute matches, 5-minute rounds. Right now, it looks like House Valhalla is going to be red. They're going to field a team of Barrett, Wee Man, Twin Duck, Thumber, and Mentor. And, And for Puff, it's going to be Furby, Honey, Memphis, Rutal, Itchy, and I believe Wrath. So it looks like House Valhalla, one gamer short here. I believe we are just waiting on either one to come or one to go. But Puff, the Powerpuff Girls, and no, they are not girls. No, they do not shoot like girls. And actually, I can't say that because Vampires will kick my ass anytime with that SR8. But we're just about set to go here. I'm going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll be all set for the start of this first match. It's Oswald right here with you. TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We'll be right back.
PsychoServers.com.
All right, here's the deal, kids.
If you're looking for game server hosting with insane performances at a price that's just plain crazy,
you know, in a good kind of crazy way,
you need to pay a visit to Psycho Servers. Formerly known as Dragoon's Lair Gaming, Psycho Servers is renovating itself and bringing gamers the best possible price and performance for affordable games.